And you say that you really had no education about diabetes. How were you taught to do injections?
I was never taught to do injections, and I didn't really ever have any education around diabetes. I would inject myself. It would take about half an hour, and I would put the needle in very, very slowly. The needles were generally, it was in the days of proper glass and metal syringes, and you were allowed, I don't know, about 5 needles, it seemed to be, a year, and you had to boil these up to sterilise them. And my needles, you know, they'd get little, you could feel at the end of the needle that it wasn't straight and it would scratch your skin before you'd even got it in. And it was, you know, it was a big family trauma every time I had to do an injection. To start with, I was only on one injection, and then quite quickly I was moved on to 2 injections, morning and evening. And it, you know, it was, I would just refuse to do it, or I'd have a tantrum around it. And it was an extremely painful thing to do, or I would do it in the same spot so that it became inflamed. And it was just very difficult.
Can you remember what insulin you were on at first?
I have no idea.
What about monitoring your sugar levels? Were you taught about that?
Ah, yes, we used to do a urine test. That was something else that was a bit of a trauma for my parents, because I'd refused to do it. I just didn't like being diabetic. I didn't understand it. And it was just something that my parents made me do. And I was the kind of child who refused doing things just because I was told to do them. I was only asked to ever do it every now and again. I remember we used to have to go up to Plymouth to the hospital every 3 or 4 months, and I was always told off when I went there because I hadn't done enough urine tests and hadn't kept an account of what my sugar levels were. But again, I don't remember anyone ever explaining to me what the point of it was. And then for a long time I was told that I had a low renal threshold, which apparently meant, this is how I understood it as a child, that they weren't ever very accurate anyway. So that just confirmed to me what was the point of doing them.
Can you remember how the urine tests were done?
Oh, yeah. You had to pee into a little receptacle of some sort, and then you had to put so many drops of water and so many drops of urine and a sort of a test strip, and then you had to match them against a colour bar. But I don't remember it very clearly because I didn't do hardly any.
Were there any other children with diabetes at school?
No. My parents tried to get me involved in Balance, the magazine, and the British Diabetic Association, but I was never very interested in this. It always seemed to me, I always refused to have anything to do with it. Occasionally, I was forced to go to these like Christmas parties for other diabetic children, and I really disliked it, and they did summer camps, and I just had this idea that we'd all be lining up for our injections, and I didn't want to have anything to do with it at all, so I didn't really.